Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Look at her.
That's the Bro of the Week.
Look at the mother effing Bro of the Week. Her name is Kaylee.
She said she didn't want to show her face, but we made her and she decided to show her face.
I know. She said I was thinking about just sending a photo of like a dolphin or something, but she decided to show her face. Or it might be a catfish face. We've already been catfished once in Bro of the Week, but I guess we'll just believe Kaylee isn't a catfish.
No, I'm going to have hope and believe it's Kaylee.
Yeah, I like it. She has the Slater hair. I don't know if Slater made that hair popular, but a lot of people have it where like their hair is black and then they dye the two fronts blonde. Like, I feel like that happened once we all went into quarantine a year ago. That hairstyle really came to the forefront.
Oh yeah, because might as well, you're just at your house.
Yeah,
most
I don't know
of the time
what started it, but I love that you have it, Kaylee. Adidas sweater on. Thank you for supporting the Patreon. And
yeah, if you want to join the Patreon, patreon.com/LucasJacob, lucasjacob.com. You can join. You get all the episodes. We do a live stream. There's probably some other stuff I'm forgetting about. But
it's
yeah.
Ad mother effing free. Never have to hear us talk about ads, even though we love the ads. But if you don't, go to Patreon.
Okay, so this episode is... Have we done an episode like this, first of all? Have we done an advice episode?
We have.
We have?
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know if we did an advice or a confessions episode.
I just remember giving advice to a lot of people. But I'm just like kind of my life, giving advice to a lot of people, you know?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people look up.
Yeah, like, they just always want to know my opinion on, like, their life. So I'm glad you guys sent all these in.
We asked on Patreon, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and we picked a few.
So yeah, you guys have a lot of problems. Why is it focusing on some random thing?
And I'm glad. Oh, okay,
the
it
camera
focusing
was
on
focusing
tree?
On a literal ghost behind us. It keeps thinks there's a face between us, and I'm scared.
I'm excited.
Gosh.
This reminds us. Yeah, I mean, I believe there's a ghost behind us, but. I'm surprised that you guys sent us stuff that you want advice on, because I wouldn't do that. Even if no one knew my name, I just don't want anyone to know.
You just don't, you're really like private
well,
about your problems.
No, I don't even know what I'd put down, first of all. But,
oh, yeah.
But like, I feel like I wouldn't do it, but I'm glad you guys did.
And you guys exposed yourselves. You told us your deep, innermost, fuck the camera.
Oh, wait.
What's going on?
This is my first time, like, actually seeing it. Because, like, I saw it for a second, but it actually is focusing in the middle. What the F?
Okay, now it's focusing on my face again.
I just hope it's, like, a cool ghost. Like,
you guys, this is so stressful.
It doesn't even have to be someone famous. Like, what if it's just someone that lived in Indiana and they own the butcher? Like, that's cool. Because I want to know, like,
hanging out in here.
What was it like butchering the animals? I just want to know.
When you actually think about it, like, thinking you're getting haunted is, like, pretty narcissistic. Like, boo, like, why would they pick you? You
know what I mean? They're obsessed with
you. Like, no matter who you are, it's like, do you really think someone's going to die and want to just hang out in your house? Like, they probably want to go hang out. Like, look at the Great China Wall or the pyramids or some shit.
What's crazy with ghosts and stuff, like, whenever I talk about ghosts and stuff, I'm, like, mostly joking. But then there's these people on the internet and on TV shows, TLC and shit, where they actually say, like, it's actually a thing scary, all this ghost stuff. And, like, I don't really know if I believe in ghosts or not. Are you fixing the camera?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Is it good now?
Just keep talking like I'm not here.
But what I was saying was, like, it's crazy that these people actually have ghost experiences. These people on the TV, the internet, and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and
sorry.
In real life, you meet people that have... They said, like, oh, yeah, like, we had to move houses because a ghost was in there.
Wait, someone's told you that before in real life?
And probably not that story, but like, something like, oh, there was a ghost in the house and everyone in the family knew.
I'm trying to think. So, if I've ever heard like someone in real life tell me a ghost story. Most of the time it's like, oh, I heard a knock or something. But actually there was one girl who was a hairdresser on one of the Fred things back in the day. And she said that her apartment was like haunted, but she had to like have someone bless it or something.
I'm thankful that hasn't happened to me yet. So I'm thankful, y'all.
But I don't even know how we got on that topic.
Oh, because there was a ghost focusing on us.
Oh, yeah. But thank you guys for sending in all of these problems. Me and Jacob have experience in a lot of stuff, so I'm sure we'll be able to, just no matter what your problem is, we can bring light to it and give you advice.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to say, like, you should 100% listen to our advice, even if we both have the same advice. I just think maybe it would be good advice, but maybe not. It might be shitty advice.
But just take everything we say and fully execute what we say and you'll be good. We can just say what you should do.
Y'all better not have made these up.
I know. Actually, I didn't see any that really seemed made up.
Yeah, like the ones that I saw like were long enough that they seemed real.
I did cut down a lot of people's though. Sorry, I didn't. Some of you guys sent multiple paragraphs and I did summarize it. Because I just, you know what I mean? I don't want to be reading a book on here. But thank you nonetheless for sending the book.
Should we stop?
I enjoyed reading it.
I don't think you've seen this one, but we should start with one that's kind of weird. Okay, they said, advice on dating your cousin.
Oh, that one's fake.
But they said they were joking. So. I mean,
it's so funny. It says, advice on dating your cousin, then a sad face. It's like, the advice is don't. Like, that's the only advice I can give.
To be honest, whoever sent us that, why did you have to put JK? I wish you just would have left it, to be honest. That's funny to me.
Oh, you didn't include the JK in our document. So I thought they actually just ended it with a sad face.
Oh, no, they said JK after that. But yeah.
Yeah, my advice for that would be just don't.
Or end up on the Tyra Banks show.
Oh, yeah. Or like if you're gonna, I guess like that's gross, but at least do a vlog channel about it so you get money from it.
There's so many things you could do with that.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, me and my cousin's love story time. Like, I would probably click on that if that was in my YouTube recommended, because I'd be like, what?
Same with me.
Like,
but
what is going on?
You know you're going to click on it, and then they'll say, yeah, we're like fourth distant cousins. And then in actual one, like, I'm guessing, like, 10% of couples are fourth distant cousins.
Do you think?
Well, like, I was thinking about these, like, these are all around the world, these, like, small towns. Will they end up marrying people at their high school, which isn't weird, but I just would assume they're like fourth distant cousins. That isn't even weird, but
I mean that just, if they like know each other's aunts.
Is
fourth distant?
I think fourth distance would be like your aunt's aunt. Like it would be like so far away. I'm pretty sure. I'm not.
We might. A lot of people in our family might be dating family members because our grandma was adopted, so we don't know anything about her heritage. So like we might unknowingly be dating like her brother's kids, and we just don't know because she was adopted. And back then, when you got adopted, like, they didn't even tell you your nationality. They just, like, handed over, like, a piece of notebook paper.
Isn't the crazy thing that we're all dating our cousins because, like, who knows how it started?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Adam and Eve. Like, if we're going back to that, like, obviously that isn't science, but, like, that was just, oh, two people date and then their kids populate the world? It's like, no wonder we have so many diseases.
I thought with Adam and Eve and stuff, with those Bible stories, like, the people that talk about them say, oh, it's just a story, though. So, like, if I was like a pastor, I'd say, like, oh, well, I guess it's either both ways. Like, I could be a pastor and be like, oh, it's real. And then I could be a pastor and be like, oh, it's a story,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I guess it seems like you see people who say, like, all of the Bible stories are strictly true. But I grew up going to Catholic school, and the priest literally said, like, oh, yeah, these are all just fables. Like,
yeah,
don't take it so literally. Like, no one was in someone's whale stomach or whatever. It's just all just to teach you to be a good person. Like,
since you guys went to Catholic school, that's the only reason why I know that is because, like, you guys said, oh, like, not that I was like, I believe everything though. I guess when I was little, I did. But you guys said, oh, like some of the stories that the people told us it was fake.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder, like, that is interesting because, like, I don't know. It's just funny.
But the first advice we're going to watch, besides the cousin one, this is actually a video was sent in. And the subject line was, am I going to be able to have a hot girl summer? So let's help this bro.
Hot girl summer, I ain't fucking with no drama.
I know.
I thought he had me till he came out with the condom. I ain't a rapper, I'm a motherfucking podcaster.
Wait, what's, is that Hot Girl Summer, Megan Thee Stallion?
No, that's Captain Hook.
Oh, I was gonna say, I'm like, I don't. Oh yeah, but now I get it. So we're gonna decide if this girl gets to have a hot girl summer or not. Which I'm glad she put the power in our hands.
I know. I'm so glad too.
Hi, Lucas and Jacob.
Hi.
I just want to first off say that I love y'all. Y'all are everything to me. Everything.
Thank you.
And I would.
Thank
about
the
share,
Lord.
Y'all? This is tea. I want to say to no other. I want to send in no other podcast. And if y'all don't see, this is mad embarrassing. I just want to say I love y'all. I love your guys' family. You guys are precious, and I'm rooting for y'all. And I love the I forgot it's the bro show now, but I've been here for a while, y'all.
Oh,
I love the hoes watching. Yeah, I'm a hoe too. Let's get into my story. Y'all, for the last couple months, I haven't been getting my monthly visitor, so I was like, my stomach has been doing backflips. My stomach's been hurting. It's been hurting, y'all. So, y'all, what should I do? I took a paracetamol test already, but it was kind of a cheap one. And, like, because I'm a broke, like, student. I'm only 18, so what should I do?
Okay. She gave us the tea. Basically, she hasn't gotten her period. She took a pregnancy test, but it was a cheap one, and it said she was fine. But
yeah.
She doesn't know if she should. What? She didn't know what she should do. She's putting it in our hands instead of talking to a doctor, which
so
I
so basically, the question is she going to be pregnant or have a hot girl summer? Is that what's up?
Oh, yeah. That is a... It's a good... March is a good time to find out this info.
Yeah, because...
Like, am I going to be pregnant for the summer and, you know, only drink a little bit? Or, just kidding. Or have to have a sober hot girl summer?
I mean, if I was you, like, I'd be stressed. Or, so I feel like I would, get like a forced response pregnancy.
Yeah.
I should have sent you mine. I had an extra one and from a video that I did, and I brought it to our parents' house, and I told our mom to use it as a joke. She's yeah.
Even though our dad is snipped.
I think so.
He is. Because I remember when he went and got it done. But I guess my advice would be, yeah, invest in a better pregnancy test and just I guess decide what to do from there.
Oh yeah. I guess my advice is find out if you're pregnant or not.
Yeah,
but
instead of sending like us these, we love the 1 minute video, but maybe just like go to Walgreens and find out what the drama is. But I love that she like procrastinated by sending the bro show a video. Like that's iconic.
Oh yeah, because you might as well use your stress for something good.
Yeah,
and
also
good.
I'm pretty sure she said like I haven't been getting my monthly visitor for. It sounded like this has been happening for months.
No, okay,
what?
I don't know.
Or is it only like 1 month?
I don't know if I'm just like wasn't like fully. I don't know what, but like when she said I haven't got my
monthly visitor.
Yeah, when she said that, I was confused. Like obviously I know. People have periods, but I just...
Did you just find that out today?
No, I knew, but I just was confused.
No, when I first heard it too, I already saw the video, so I was like a little step ahead. But when I first saw the video, it said, I haven't got my monthly visitor. I thought she meant like a hookup friend or something.
Same.
Like, I was confused like where it was going too. Is that a thing girls say, monthly visitor? I mean, we just aren't with the period slang because we don't deal with it.
Yeah, because what I thought she meant too was she hasn't got like the hookup.
Yeah, we wish you all the best. And if you start a family vlogging channel now that you might have a kid, let us know the link and we'll promote it on here.
Yeah, no money, like full pay.
Yeah, and even if you are pregnant, like you can still have a hot girl summer. Like you can twerk while pregnant. Probably just not upside down.
Maybe not a wild twerk.
Yeah, you'd have to do more like basic type twerking methods.
And also there's a bunch of, like... liquor and alcohol that is for people that are sober. So you could drink those.
That'd be so funny. Some pregnant person like drinking whiskey without alcohol. It's like they just because it tastes like shit. So like, why are you even putting yourself through it if you're not gonna feel any of the effects?
I don't get that either because there's alcohol free, like crazy alcohol that like doesn't taste good. So like, yeah. I don't get why they want to drink it, but I guess go off.
I mean, being pregnant like sounds stressful. Like, first of all, you can't drink, which is like, of course, the baby's health, you know. But second of all, you can't have sushi. It's like, what?
And you can't have.
But what if I want my baby to be able to have the palate to enjoy some sashimi?
And then you also can't go to Subway and get like ham.
I know, but it's like, is it like that sucks?
And then you
what can
like
you?
So
you can't eat
things.
Lunch meat or sushi. Okay, we should all be thankful our parents went through that trauma.
Wait, I might as well just be pregnant right now. I haven't had sushi for, like, months.
I honestly haven't either, but, like, just knowing I wouldn't be able to have it would piss me off, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's, like, one of those things where, like, if someone told you, like, if someone told me right now, you do know that chances are you're never going to be able to fly. It makes me mad.
I know, like,
even it's, if, like, I want to so bad, yeah. But I just don't think about it.
Real quick, want to give a shout-out to this podcast sponsor, BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online.
There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed.
It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit betterhelp.com/LucasJacob. That's H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/LucasJacob.
Okay, should we move on to the next one?
Yeah.
This one is about turning 30. They need advice on turning 30. I turn 30 in a couple of weeks. And I'm starting to feel out of the loop on what's in style or what's cool. I feel like since I'm a girl, the older I get, the less relevant I become or the less people care. I know that's stupid, LOL, and I usually don't care about this stuff because I love who I am and where my life is. But for some reason, since I'm turning 30, I'm like starting to have these weird, sad thoughts, LOL. Any advice on not caring and being okay with my age? I know you both are younger than me, but maybe you have a different perspective. Oh, hey, this is a good one. I feel like a lot of people would be struggling with this if they're, like, turning a big age. Like a, you know, like a monumental age, like 21, 30, 40, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like my... It's focusing on the ghost right now, by the way, but that's fine. We look in focus.
It's probably a little, maybe it's good if we're out, like, low-key kind of out of focus.
I know, I don't want people to see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my advice would be, it sounds so corny, but age is just a number. Yeah. So what I mean by that, and okay, because when I picture someone saying age is just a number, I picture this person that's like 51 and they're a guy and they're dating a 19-year-old. I don't mean it like that.
Wait,
like,
what'd you say?
Oh, that's obviously legal. I'm just saying, like, I don't mean it like that. Oh, yeah. Like a 51-year-old guy.
I know, you just mean like whatever age you are. You don't have to act a certain way because you're that age.
That's what I picture when someone says that. But what I mean is just like, you can be 35 and still like, if when you were 21, you went to the bar and did like 5 shots and literally like did a wild talk, you can still do that. And
yeah, if you want to.
Oh yeah. Or like if you think since you're 30, you can't take a nap anymore, you can.
That would suck.
Or if when you're 30, you think like, oh, I can't start doing famous Snapchats and turn into the next DJ Khaled, you can. That's my advice. You can do anything.
But I mean, I get why she's feeling like this because Sarah Schuer is a YouTuber slash TikToker slash Viner. Her videos are really good. And she did a video about, like on TikTok, it's a huge trend, like Gen Z versus millennials. And like millennials being like, you guys don't get how millennials are. Like, we're so cool. And then Gen Z's being like, you guys are so old. Get off this app. Like that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she did a video like diving deep into it and talking about how like women just like as they get older, just they kind of get all these messages from the media and stuff that like they aren't as important or like they're like she said like less relevant when obviously that isn't true. And like
only
way that like when you think about women who are famous who are older, like J-Lo for example, who just doesn't age, like everyone like says that's so amazing and stuff. And like obviously the average person, like we aren't going to spend that much time on our appearance to like still look like a 28-year-old when you're 50, you know?
Oh, yeah. Women have it way harder than men. Like, there's just so many things where, like, so there's just so many things where, like, society's biased. So, like, if a guy gains weight, no one would mention it. But if a woman gains weight, they're going to be like, oh, she's fat now. Like, people are so biased. Yeah,
people comment on, like, girls' appearances way more.
So, obviously, with this question, like, from either gender's perspective, it's different. But like, and also another thing is, like, with age, obviously people that are, like, 8 years old think being 30 is so crazy. But, like, I'm 20 and, like, I don't think 30 is old.
Oh, yeah. And like you said, the person who asked this question, you said that you're happy with where you are and, like, you are in your life. So who really cares if, like, it's just a part of life. Like, hopefully all of us get to grow up older, you know?
Oh,
and if you feel
yeah.
like you're out of the loop, like, obviously, if you aren't in the, either if you want to be in the loop, but if you don't know what's, like, going on with, like, TikTokers and stuff, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, me, for example, like, I don't know all these big TikTokers' names, but I just don't really care. So that's why I'm out of the loop, you know what I mean?
Oh, but it's like, yeah.
Whatever you're interested in is fine.
Oh, yeah, it's even, like, I'm, so, like, I listen to, like, lots of type of music, but I don't know who, like, these big artists, like, Lil Baby are. Like, no, like, okay, if someone asked me who he is, I'm gonna say, oh, he's a rapper, but I haven't listened to his music.
Yeah.
But I guess I don't feel out of the loop, so it's obviously a different feeling what I'm feeling versus what you're feeling, so.
Or if you feel like, oh, I'm not up to date with the current style, it's like, I guess who really cares? Like, if you wanted to be up to date, I'm sure you would be, but, like, who really cares, you know?
Oh, yeah.
As long as you like what you're wearing.
Kind of what Lucas was saying, like, there's a whole way to flip it, so, like, when you turn 50 or something, if you're also sad about it, you can be like, oh, I'm just thankful I made it to 50 because, not to be depressing, but there's obviously people that die before
yeah.
50 by accident or on purpose, whatever. And the other thing is that there's people in their 30s that are fashion icons.
Oh, yeah, literally.
So
yeah, I just
say, like, be yourself.
But
and,
then,
like,
again, like, it's normal to have these thoughts when turning a big age. So, you know what? You're not alone and you'll get through it.
I'm assuming it will be something that will, like, drift off over time. Like, when you're 2 months into being 30, I feel like you'll get over it.
Because you even see, like, tweets of, like, these people who are turning 20 who are like, ew, I can't believe I'm going to be 20. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, I'm not going to be a teen anymore. I'm so old. Like, I think it's just always a thing that people deal with, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When
for
really,
sure.
like, at any age, you're valuable. And who cares what anyone else thinks? And plus, like, in being 30 is so young still.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, like, not even to use the term old because it's so annoying because people use old as an insult all the time. But I'd say, like, you aren't getting old until, like 60. I'm not even joking to be funny. I feel like when you're 50, you can, like, even when you're 60, I'm assuming you can go on runs.
Oh, yeah. I might just be like, that's
I mean,
when,
I'm
like,
just thinking
maybe
about
that's
it.
When, like, things start hurting or something.
Oh,
like, really bad.
Yeah, you might have to use some
IO. And then again, you watch the Real Housewives of New York City. They're all, like, 65 and just twerking in Miami. So, like, it just depends.
Yeah, everyone's different.
All right. Well, we wish you the best and happy early 30th birthday. This next one is about being accidentally offensive, I think. So it says, my main problem in life is all the sensitive people around me. I will literally just defend myself with a bold and beautiful comeback, and apparently the person I'm talking to is crying. Like, you put yourself in the situation by challenging me. It's not my fault you can't handle my comeback. And then everyone's like, you could have framed it in a nicer way. Like, why would I if I'm genuinely mad about the situation?
Okay, so with this email, what I'm assuming they're talking about, it would be like me and you talking. This is what I get the vibe of the email. It'd be like me and you talking, and we're talking about something that we both don't actually care that much about. So it'd be something like, okay, do you think Madonna was more impactful or Cher? And like, yeah. I'm just like, Madonna's more impactful, and like, you're actually dumb. Like, okay, so like, in that situation, I feel like Lucas shouldn't take it should take what I'm saying lighthearted. Because I feel like he would, but if he was one of those sensitive people, then I would be kind of annoyed. I would be like, I'm just joking at the end of the day. I don't actually care if Madonna's more impactful.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, go you for having the confidence to just give these bold comebacks that bring people to tears. But also, I guess if you're making like multiple people cry, like maybe reevaluate.
Oh, yeah. And then like,
am I really being that harsh?
I'm just assuming you're talking about lighthearted situations, but like, what if this person's calling people ugly and fat?
Oh, yard. It's like somebody, they disagree on one thing and they like hit really low on like something that's like, why'd you even bring that up?
But then again, like, I want to talk to someone like this because it sounds like fun.
People
to
like
me.
This are scary though. Like, because you normally, if you're having like a debate with someone, if you're having a debate with someone or like an argument about just anything, a serious thing or a non-serious thing, like, you kind of know, like, someone might get a little bit like triggered if like you get talk about something like a sensitive topic. But there's people who literally get like screaming or like, say, like, actually really mean stuff. Like, those people are scary to, like, have arguments with.
Do you think they're talking about that? Because with this advice, it is one of those things, well, not to be annoying, but I do need to know more. Like, I need to know what the context of the situation is. But my advice would be yourself if you actually don't think you're being mean.
Oh,
but if
yeah.
you think about it when you're not as mad about talking about if Madonna or Shea was more impactful, look back at it and think, Did you actually hold that person's feeling? And if you were in their shoes, would you be offended? And then reevaluate.
And then also, like I said, like, if this is anything that happens a lot, like, you're actually making different people cry in different situations, like, obviously you probably are being too harsh. Maybe that's just a personality, though.
Yeah.
You'll just find friends who are also hard asses like you and can just rip each other's jugulars and not cry, you know? Like, maybe you just have to find a people like you who, like, will maybe make you cry. Like, and then you can be like, oh my God, now I'm the sensitive one. So you need to find, like, new friends maybe to fit your vibe.
Okay.
Like, kind of just like they all roasting each other, like yelling at each other all the time. I'm kidding. All right. This next one is about going to college. I'm a senior in high school, and I'm about to go to college in the fall. I'm really nervous about going, though, and I've been worrying about it since November when I was accepted. I'm scared I'm not ready or mature enough to graduate high school. I feel like life is moving by too fast, and I'm scared I'm not cut out for college, or I'm going to graduate with my degree in communications and not want to do anything career-wise with communications anymore. Is there any advice you guys have on going to college?
Honestly, this one is, like, because I feel like the thing that you're experiencing, even though if most like people don't express it when they're in college or like freshmen in college or early on college, yeah. I feel like a lot of people are experiencing
this. I've heard multiple people who have graduated high school and they're doing a job of their major.
I know
who graduated college, got a job from their major and say like, yeah, like, will I like this? I guess I like doing it now, but like, will I like doing this for the rest of my life? I probably not. Like, it kind of sucks because, like, this is the major I chose. So I feel like a lot of people feel like that.
And there's also people that, like, they would go to college and they'd major in something for a year and then they'd realize they don't like it and they end up, like, switching their major six times.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're never going to know if you're going to like it forever. You know what I mean? There's no way to ever know that.
Yeah, because I feel like since you want to go to college, like, you should go and experience it and then it will hopefully help you in the future.
But if like you're going into, if like after being in it for a while, you're like, I hate this major, then maybe reevaluate.
Oh yeah. Like if you hate it, then you should switch after a while, I guess. But if it comforts you knowing that like 90% of people your age are going through this, then.
Oh yeah. She also said she feels like life is moving too fast.
I think we've all felt that.
Yeah, there's nothing you can really do besides just accept it, you know?
Oh, just live in the moment more. Like, so,
oh, no, like, stop stressing about the future.
I feel like we all, like, think, like, even just as simple as, oh, next week I'm going to be doing this. Obviously, everyone has plans, but I'm just saying, like, just live in the moment more instead of, like, thinking, yeah. like, oh, this summer I'm going to go to Cuba and get a sugar daddy. Like, when in July you should do that. Don't plan it in March.
Oh, yeah, like, obviously.
You can plan it.
And obviously that's easier said than done. Like, I could see going into a spiral of, like, I'm not even ready to go to college, and, oh, my God, I hate my major. What if I spend all this money, I'm in debt, and I don't even use my major? Like, it's easy to go into those spirals and then just be like, I guess if that happens, it happens, you know? Like, what can you really do? Like, maybe you will graduate college and hate your major and like that'll just be the reality, you know?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, you'll get through it.
And I guess at the end of the day, you have so many years of life where there's so many choices you can
make.
And obviously, yeah, I guess it's just there's so many boundaries that you can go through.
But like, just good luck, and I'm sure you'll love it.
Yeah, I bet you will.
And 1 year from now, you'll be laughing in college, having so much fun.
With the next one, it seems juicy.
Oh.
Sex addict.
addict. Sex addict. Hello, Lucas and Jacob. I have a problem. with wanting to have sex with my man all the time. He calls me a nymphomaniac. I try to tone it down, but it's difficult because he's so attractive. Sometimes I'm scared it will affect our relationship. He's almost twice my age. I just love throwing that in. I'm glad we don't live together because he might get annoyed with me. My last relationship ended partly because of me wanting to have sex. I've never cheated. Do you think it's bad to be a nympho? And is it even okay to call someone a nympho?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Is that offensive?
With the tome.
They said it. We're reading. We didn't say it.
Yeah, because with the tome nympho, like those people that actually have it, but then I don't know like the medical background.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that always what people say they have if like they're like get caught? Like they had like six affairs and they're like, oh, yeah, I was a sex addict.
Oh, yeah. And then it's also mentioned in a Megan Thee Stallion song. She says, baby, I'm a nympho.
Oh,
and
yeah. Just, she said it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like. Maybe in the future it might be problematic, though. I don't know.
I'm a freak bitch handcuff leashes.
Tie me up, make me feel like he's cheating. But it's just my wig.
But, I guess, what advice can you have? I mean, I guess if you have a high sex drive, that's just how you are. But obviously, if he doesn't want to have sex all the time, respect that. But maybe you'll just have to, like, start an OnlyFans on the side or something.
Oh, also, like, so when you're with someone, you obviously have sex with them, and you can say, like, and then if he doesn't want to have sex sometime, if I don't know what gender you are, but you could just like pleasure yourself, like just masturbate. So, oh yeah, my advice is honestly just masturbate sometimes.
Good luck.
And then you can say, oh, if you're okay with it, can you take pictures of you naked? And then you can masturbate to those.
Oh yeah, or maybe just, I don't know, channel that energy through something else. Start going to a twerk class. Why have you mentioned twerking so many times on this? Is this like 2014?
I know. It's so funny how many times we've mentioned
but,
that.
But, yeah, we wish you all the best.
There's some people that can't have sex.
Yep.
Okay.
nap shaming. My friend keeps nap shaming me. What do I do?
Okay, this is something that needs to be talked about.
I'm very concerned for our friendship. Wait, you're getting nap shamed?
Okay, girl. So I've never gotten actually nap shamed, but what I want to say is sometimes you can feel the awe of others when you say, I took a nap, and you can tell they're like, oh I'm better than you because I was walking.
Also, like, it is just one of those things, like, if you are napping a lot, it is just embarrassing. Like, if someone, like, sees you napping, you know, like, it's one of those things where I do feel shame about for some reason.
But one time I did hear you say, I don't know if it's true or not, but you said you heard it in a podcast or something that napping twice a week will help your brain function.
So I have heard makes you power smarter. Naps are good, but it has to be a power nap. Like, if you're napping for, like, an hour or more, I think that's, like, not as helpful as just, like, doing a quick 10-minute or 20-minute.
Oh, what I've noticed is, okay, if I take a 20-minute nap, set a timer, I'll be dandy. Obviously, there's a minute where I'm like, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. But if I take an hour nap, I wake up from those naps like, where am I? The world's ending. Yeah. And if someone tries to talk to me, like, I'm going to throw a punch.
There's certain naps, yeah, where you wake up in a bad mood. Just pissed off, anxiety, just sad. Like, so try to avoid that by maybe just taking a 15-minute nap. Because those ones, I love when you take a nap for only like 15 minutes, but it feels so long.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just wake up fully refreshed and you're like, have so much energy and you're just kind of annoying because you're so refreshed.
Some of the worst naps out, this hasn't happened to me like recently that I can think of, but okay, it'd be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'd be like, I'm gonna take a nap. I'm too careless to set a timer.
Yeah.
And then I end up waking up at 8. Like 8 at night.
You go to bed when?
Like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you woke up at 8 at night.
Oh, that is the worst.
Because then you have to stay up all night and your whole sleep schedule is ruined.
That's like a mood ruiner nap.
Yeah.
But I actually saw this TikTok where this person said something that, like, they said, oh, animals, like, look at your dog's day. He naps throughout the day, gets up, naps. He doesn't, like, schedule his sleep. And she was like, what if that's supposed to be humans?
Oh, yeah, because...
But like, that just sounds stressful.
There's, like, this one sleep schedule that some people follow where you sleep, like, 6 times a day, I'm pretty sure, and you sleep for an hour. So I'm guessing you do, like, an hour sleep, 2 hours awake, hour sleep, 2 hours
awake. That sounds annoying, though, because, like, so much of your... Because you know what I mean? Like, animals have the luxury of not having a schedule.
I feel like you'd be so much more awake, though.
I mean, don't you have to fall asleep for long periods of time to, like, hit certain REM?
Oh, yeah, but isn't that probably, like, an hour after you fall asleep? I'm not sure.
Know. I think like deep sleep might take a while.
Oh, but yeah. I actually don't know. Okay, I just know people follow that sometimes.
But to this person who sent this in, I went to WebMD and found some nap benefits. Napping benefits. Benefits of napping. So let me just tell you a few that you can tell these hoes who are nap shaming you. You can let them know that napping can improve your memory. Studies have shown that sleep plays an important role in storing memories. So if someone's mad at you saying, I'm just trying to keep a memory of like you in my life.
Oh yeah, it's like, okay, when I'm 80 versus when you're 80, it's going to be quite different because you're not going to remember when you're 20 and I'm going to remember when I'm 20.
Yeah, it also says it might help you climb the corporate ladder. Okay, capitalism.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch, but I will accept it.
This is WebMD though. It said when you do a task over and over throughout the day, your performance gets worse as the day goes on. Studies show that a nap can keep you more consistent. That for sure is true. If you just work and work and work and don't take any breaks, like your work is going to get shitty as the time goes on. But like you need to take a break and like nap.
Oh yeah, I've like worked for 3 hours and then even like meditate for 15 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
listen
refreshed.
To music, you know? It may lift your mood. Okay, we kind of said that it doesn't though sometimes, but.
Oh, if it's a short one,
it has to be a short nap. Yeah, there's just so many small naps bring big benefits.
Okay.
That's what we
that's
said.
That's the best one. It's like the small naps.
Long night ahead, a nap can help.
Oh, yes. Okay, so, for example, if I was planning on going crazy, I was in New Orleans, and there's this weekend in New Orleans where it's just, like, a strip fest. I remember learning about it in This Is Life with Lisa Ling.
Yeah.
So, that's picture that's happening tonight. I would take, like, an hour nap from, like, 9 to 10, and then I'd be like, oh, I'm ready for handcuffs, leashes, at the strip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so just let them know, like, I'm just trying to be more awake because, like, I'm planning on having fun tonight. Or you could, this is the last one. They're good for your heart. A nap can help your ticker. I've never heard anyone call a heart a ticker.
Oh, because it tick, tick, tick.
I guess, yeah, tick, tock, tick.
Would it be so funny if your heart made noises like.
A study found that people who napped for 45 to 60 minutes had lower blood pressure after going through mental stress. So a nap can help your body recover from pressure-filled situations. So we sent you that's some good advice you can tell these nap shamers.
Something creepy that I just thought of because it showed a photo of the skeleton body. What if you found out someone was walking on and they didn't have, like, thoughts or a brain? But they acted out normal, but they just couldn't, like, they just didn't have thoughts.
That's like sociopaths.
Oh, but they didn't, like, the only thing they thoughts. Could, like, they could drive and stuff, but they just, like, and they could talk, but you found out, like, they were just a robot, basically.
Oh, that probably is happening right now.
I know.
So many
be
people
aware.
In your life are probably just a robot. Just kidding. Okay, so this next one's about virginity.
Ooh. If you're a virgin, you're gross. If you're not a virgin, then you're not gross. I'm joking, guys.
So a few weeks ago, you guys gave advice to this girl who thought her boyfriend was lying about not being a virgin. I kind of have the same problem from the other side. I told my boyfriend I wasn't a virgin when we first started dating because I was embarrassed that I am a virgin and I knew he was more experienced than I was. I'm 26 and he's 29. I didn't mean to lie, but when we were discussing how many sexual partners we've had in the past, I just blurted out 2 for some reason. Now it's been months, but I don't know what to do or how to bring it up or if I should ever tell him that he took my virginity actually. Do I tell him? And if so, how?
So if I was in this situation, I would just have to tell them. So
yeah, I feel like you could for sure tell him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I feel like if you're actually dating someone, you can, like, actually be honest and just be, when you guys are, like, doing something, just say, like, oh, yeah, I just want to tell you that I actually haven't ever been with anyone.
And then your reasoning could just be, like, I just felt embarrassed because I, for some reason, thought at 26 I should have had 2 sexual partners. Because, like, and you could just say, like, I know you've, like, had a lot of partners and, like, done all this stuff. And so I just felt embarrassed, so I pretended that I wasn't a virgin. I'm sure he would understand.
And then to make it better, because you can say, I just felt embarrassed that I was a virgin. And then he might say, don't ever feel embarrassed around me. Plan a 20-page PowerPoint and have all these stories and evidence and studies about people shaming virgins. And then you can say, like, wait, but what about 60% of people under 40 that say if you're a virgin, you're... dumb, you know?
Oh, so have studies to back it up.
I actually don't do that. That's kind of creepy. I'm just joking.
I don't know, because he might actually be mad, because I'd be like, wait, I took your virginity and you didn't even tell me? He's like, why would you lie? And he's like, what else have you lied about? And then it goes into this whole thing where, like, he just, like, feels like he can't trust you.
I didn't think about that. I guess he could be mad.
Yeah, I think maybe just bring it up in a joking matter. Be like, this is so embarrassing. Like, next time you guys are just hanging out or, like, having a couple drinks, just be like, this is so embarrassing. I honestly feel so embarrassed to say this. And just tell him and be like, I feel so embarrassed. Like, why did I lie? That's so weird of me. And like, you know what I mean? Just like, be completely honest. Like, I totally understand if you think it's creepy that I lied. Like, I don't know why I did. I was just embarrassed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be completely real and hopefully he'll accept it.
I know. I feel like he will. I don't think it would be that big of a deal.
So this next one's about planning a wedding, which I love that like they came to us for this.
Oh my gosh. I like how this is actually serious. Like, it isn't like I'm in second grade and I want to know how to get an A, you know?
Oh yeah. Do you want to read this one?
Okay, yeah. So, planning a wedding. So, here's what's been weighing on me. I'm getting married in June, and I am super anxious. I'm really hoping everything I'm planning for my wedding works out okay. Do you have any tips on helping to alleviate anxiety for a big event? I'm anxious to the point where I'm procrastinating like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Stuff like this. Like,
it honestly sounds so stressful to me, too.
Yeah, it just sucks because, like, I feel like when people plan their wedding, sometimes, like, it gets so stressful that they're not even going to be enjoying it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Or if, like, you're planning a wedding and, like, you have a budget and, like, you're just thinking the whole time, like, this costs this much money and stuff and, like, worried about all that shit.
I guess my advice would be, like, really let it sink in that, like, the wedding's for you. So, like, obviously try to make it a pleasant experience for your guests, too. But, like, for the most part, it's just about you and your whoever you're marrying. So just be excited about that. And then just also just accept that, obviously, like, some shit might go wrong, you know?
Oh, yeah, but they also said, hoping my wedding works out okay, it will be okay. Like,
oh, yeah,
I can't see a world where, like, so if it's an outside wedding and it ends up raining, it's still, you're still going to look back and think it's beautiful.
Yeah, like, imagine if, like, the worst thing happened. Like, you fall on the walk up. You just, like, can't say your vows. They're sweating. You literally shit yourself at the altar. Like, that'd all just be great life stories.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, like, it's probably so nerve-wracking, but...
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing that sucks about, like, planning stuff like that. Like, it's the classic New Year's night thing where, like, people say, like, if you build up New Year's to be, like, this crazy thing, like, you might not even enjoy it because you're just, like, so caught up in the hype.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, like... If I told myself right now, I'm going to have so much fun tonight. Like, I'm going to have so much fun. I just know, like in my brain, I'm going to be thinking, it's not as fun as I imagined. So there is a thing, like, maybe don't overhype it too much.
Yeah, don't put too much pressure on it. And, like, whatever's meant to be will be. Like, obviously, you know, plan it and stuff. But
it's a song I love. It's a song that I learned about from a show that I was watching, like, 2 years ago. It's by Doris Day. Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. And she says, once her mama told her that.
Is that actually a real song?
It's from, like, the olden days. It was in some award show, and I wanted to know what it was, and it's a good song.
So listen to that.
I know. That's a good vibe check in the morning.
Oh, my God. You're stressed about your wedding? Play that song. Was it Doris Day? What was it?
Doris Day. Whatever will be, it will show up.
Oh, my God. Listen to that, and it'll help you get over it, girl. But good luck on the wedding. Next up, fear of failure. I love how this is like a TED talk. Like, we went to college for therapy and we're just sharing our knowledge.
Yeah, like, except the difference is, like, I'm just living my life and I'm giving people advice.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm wasting my life because I'm so scared of failure that I don't even try. I don't apply for jobs I really want because I think I won't get it anyways. I've never really been in a relationship because I think we'll eventually break up, so what's the point? I never even learned how to drive because I'm scared I'll be bad at it. How do I get past this feeling? And it's how I feel about everything.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like with stuff like this, you should try it out. Because with the driving one, it really struck home for me. Because when I was like 15 and you have to go to, in Nebraska at least, you have to go to, like, you get a permit at 15, so then at 16 you can actually get a license because you need to have the permit for a year. And I remember thinking, like, oh, I don't even want to drive because I just thought I don't even need to drive, which, like, I guess I don't have to drive. But I feel like you should do it. Might as well prove to yourself that you're brave enough to do it.
Oh, yeah. Even if you do fail at things, like, at least you know you tried. You know what I mean? Everyone fails at stuff. Anyone who's, like, done anything has had so many failures, unless they were just extremely lucky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, failing is just a part of life, and it's nothing. Obviously, it's scary, but it's just normal. Get out there and try it. Also, Jim Carrey has a college, like, graduation speech. Is that, like, a commencement speech? What's that called?
I think it's a commencement.
I don't know, but he talked at some college and he gave a speech where he said, like, do what you actually want to do in life, because even if you do stuff that you don't want to do, like say, for example, you want to be like, I don't know, a hairdresser, but you're like, oh, I'm scared I'll fail. So I guess I'll just be work at Walgreens or something. But then you could also fail at that. So he's saying like, even if you might as well go after what you actually want in life, because you could even fail at stuff you don't want.
Oh, that's for sure. You know what I mean? True.
Like, so say you do your plan, you do your safe plan for life. Like, you might fail at that. So you might as well do what you actually want to do. And if you fail, you fail. Because you could fail at like anything.
That's a good example.
I don't know if I explained that right at all, but just watch his speech.
It sounded a lot better. Okay, he's so interesting. Like, I watched a documentary about him, and when he like forced moved to LA or something like that, I don't know if it was when he forced moved there, but he would go on the beach. Wouldn't he like talk to the dolphins or something?
There was something weird where like he like gave a letter to like the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, and then didn't we do that though? Laying on the beach, I'm pretty sure.
Didn't we do that?
Yeah, we did.
I remember going up Mulholland in LA in the hills because we heard Jim Carrey did it. And we gave like a message to the hills or something.
What was mine?
I don't think we threw paper though because we didn't want to litter.
Or did we? Like, I guess no one will care, I'm assuming, but we did throw paper.
But Jim Carrey did it.
We were doing, like, we basically did what he did, but wasn't there, because in LA there's like canyons and mountains and stuff, but didn't we throw it in a neighborhood was underneath? So I actually could have landed in the yard.
That is shitty.
But it was like small pieces of paper. But I forgot what I wrote on mine because it was like 3 years ago.
Remember I took a selfie up there too. Because it was like during sunset. Like the sun was setting. We were like pulled off on Mulholland. If you've ever been into LA, and Mulholland is like this road that weaves through the hills and like has these really like cool views of the canyons and stuff.
Honestly, I recommend doing stuff like that because when you do stuff like that, so with your failure, you could put something like, I am going to do what I want and not be afraid of failure. And it doesn't have to be throwing something. It could be like writing something on a piece of paper. And then there's so many things that you could do with it. But I feel like saying it out loud and just releasing it makes it feel like it's actually possible. It's not just a thought anymore. Like, it's tangible.
Yeah. And then also just think about like, what's the worst thing that'll happen if you fail? And so I feel like this is like a self-help podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But like, if you, whatever you're, like, she said she doesn't want to get in a relationship because she's scared they'll break up. It's like, and then what? You'll be fine. Like, you know what I mean? At least you had the experience.
Oh,
you
can't, yeah.
Like, and also think like, oh, I'm not going to apply for a job because what if it goes bad? But like, think about you did a job interview. It went horrible. Like, and then fast forward 2 hours later, like most, you might be still like embarrassed about it and like stressed out, but for the most part, like, you'll just be fine and probably just be watching like some YouTube video or something. Like, you'll just, your life goes on. Who cares if you fail?
With the wanting to date, but it's a waste of time. Okay, so I've never been in a relationship, but even with friendships and stuff and with dating, I feel like if you were friends with someone or dating someone for 2 years and you guys end up like, oh, it's not, and you guys just break up or not aren't friends anymore, I feel like you should never say that wasn't, it was just a waste of time, because I feel like you learned something from it. Or like you've changed from it, like probably for the better.
And obviously you'll be upset if you break up, but you know, that's just part of life.
You've grown.
Yeah, but good luck to you. Next person asks, since you guys are both successful actors, how, I want to be an actor. How do I start?
Good.
Basically.
On my IMDb page, if you look at it, my only credit, it's not even for acting. There's no acting credits. My only credit is being on JoJo's Juice, which
JoJo's was talk show on YouTube.
I'm assuming her like manager put on IMDb to make it seem like a
actual more, show.
Yeah, and I guess YouTube is an actual show, but I just thought it was funny because I didn't even know I had an IMDb page until that. I've never actually acted. So.
Honestly, I don't even know how to be an actor. Like, yes, I've acted in some Nickelodeon stuff back in the day, but all I did was I just posted on YouTube and then I guess I got lucky or something. I don't know. I think, like, I don't know how to actually do it if, like, you just moved to LA. Like, I don't, that sounds,
would you
so,
have to get an agent?
Yeah, like, I have a bunch of friends who actually did that route. Like, obviously, they didn't do YouTube. So they moved to LA, which is, like, no connections. And I think you just, like, go to acting classes.
Isn't
it
kind of about who you know, probably?
Yeah, you have to, like, find, like, an actual agent. Like, but it's such a hard thing, though, because, like, to get an agent, you have to have footage of yourself acting. But then it's, like, how do you get footage of yourself acting in something if you don't have an agent? So you might be, like, a short film.
Or
like,
a student film.
Yeah, be in, like, a USC person student film and then use that footage to, like, try to get an acting thing.
Yeah,
but
it probably is difficult. But if you really want to do it and if you believe in yourself, The Johnny will be fine.
Oh, yeah, or just find like a local acting thing wherever you live. Like growing up, I was in High School Musical junior when I was like in eighth grade. So just find local stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Because like with watching these like famous people, like when they do like these like big documentaries and stuff, like I still don't get it. Because like when I was watching the one about Katy Perry. Like, yeah. So, like, she moved to LA, and then it probably was a lot of work. Like, she had to, like, make an album, and then, like, the record label kind of, like, didn't let her release anything.
Well, even just to get a record deal, like, she would have had to, like, put herself out there so much, like, performing all over town, or what?
Yeah, so it's probably, like, harder than it looks, for sure.
Oh, for sure. But, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, we have another video.
Yay!
Hi, Jacob and Lucas. I'm currently sitting in my car while it's raining outside, so hopefully it's not too distracting and it's more like a background ASMR or something.
Yeah, calming vibes raining in the car.
Otherwise.
I wonder what my anxiety went away.
My problem that I need advice for is that, just to tell you a brief background, I just graduated college in May, and at the beginning of the pandemic, my mom decided that she wants to keep paying for her yoga membership even though she's not going to go. And she's just doing that so to keep them in business.
Okay.
So when Charitable they open back up again for people to come in and like wear masks and everything like that, my mom still didn't feel like going. She's like, you can go in place of me and just take my membership essentially, but just pretend I'm her. And I am a very paranoid person, so I was like taking all the precautions I could. I obviously had my mask on when I went in, but I would only say my last name when they asked me to check in and things like that, so I wouldn't be lying. And I've been going for so long now that I've pretty much thrown all caution to the wind, and now they literally call me by my mom's name, which is Maureen, and I do not look like a Maureen. My name's Megan, and I just kind of have to roll with it now. And because they call me Maureen and I'm too afraid of them finding out that that's not actually who I am, I've made up this whole persona. Like I'm pretending that I live like 30 minutes away from the yoga studio, and I just kind of travel in, and I have a boyfriend and a dog, which I don't. It's just like a bunch of things that my whole persona, it's not even me anymore. When I walk in, I'm just this random Maureen and they don't know who I am. So
it's
gone a little too far. And now I'm Maureen to the studio, and all of the instructors know me as Maureen. But my problem is that my mom is going to cancel her membership at the end of this month. And I really want to keep going to the studio because I really like the classes and I'm staying in shape because I've gained a lot of hashtag weight during the pandemic, obviously, during quarantine weight. And I'm trying to work it off. But now I've saved up enough money that I can buy my own membership. I just don't know what to do because I want to go back in and like reveal my true self, but I'm afraid they're going to like arrest me for identity theft or something. And they're going to say, we thought you were Maureen this whole time. They'll all turn against me. I have this whole thing in my head that I'm just going to ruin everything. But I don't know what to do now because I really want to still go to this yoga studio, but they all think my name is Maureen and I'm a completely different person and I have to come clean. So what do I do?
Okay.
This is stressful. No, thank you for sending us this in.
When she first returned the story, I was like, oh, because she didn't say that the membership was going to end. I was like, oh, you could just keep going with it. That's what I would do. But at this point, I honestly think, like, I don't know if this is good advice, but I wouldn't go because you told them all these lies. It's not only your name. No, I'm not shaming you. I do the same. But I feel like there's too much.
Yeah, this is the exact plot to Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen starring Lindsay Lohan. She goes into the school, makes up all this shit to be popular. And then at the end, everyone catches her out on it. And then she has like a breakdown because everyone's like, you're weird. Like, why did you make up all this shit, girl?
But
so like that's sort of your actual life. So
but then again, like, I guess if you told them it was your mom's membership and I just wanted to use her name and stuff because I didn't want to explain myself.
Yeah.
And you want to keep going under a new membership. I feel like it is a thing where, like, they would understand because...
Oh, yeah. Like, obviously, they'd just be like, what the hell? But then they'd be like, oh, yeah, I get it. But, like, the fact that she said she went as far, like, saying she had a boyfriend and this dog. So that's so funny. Like, how do you... I almost feel like you have to stick with this Maureen persona. Like, Like, normally I would be like, oh, go in there and just tell them the truth. But, like, I almost feel like you should just stick with the Maureen.
Yeah, with or, this like, one, I honestly another, don't know.
Or maybe there's, like, another yoga studio that you can move
wait,
to.
Wait, like, okay, but what would be... Okay, so when you sign up, like, if they ask for your ID, I'm picturing that.
Yeah.
And they need proof that your name is Maureen. Like, maybe you could do a thing. Well, okay, so, like, if you really, like... don't want to do it. Like, if you really want to do it the easy way, you could have your mom keep your membership and Venmo her every month. I would be thinking about that.
Or you could just, like, maybe just don't come forward saying you lied about, like, the boyfriend and the dog. You could just say, like, oh, I want to renew this. I was using my mom's before. And be like, my name's this. And I'd be like, oh, wait, we also said your name is Maureen. And be like, oh, yeah, I was just going by that because my mom really wanted me to use her membership. I don't know what to do. But yeah, my name's actually Teresa or whatever it is. Like,
yeah.
You can just leave it at that. And then if they ask about, if you want to actually start showing your true self and they mention your boyfriend, be like, oh, we broke up. And then what about your dog? Like, it died. And then just slowly bring in, like, actual facts about your life.
Yeah.
Or it could be a thing, or maybe every time at yoga, you just play a character. It's an acting exercise.
Something that I was thinking, though, if she keeps playing the character, and then she's doing yoga one day, and she's like, oh, yeah, I actually, she's doing yoga, and then she, like, ends up, like, meeting someone at the yoga place, so, like she ends up dating them.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Now that's when it's another level of, like, you have gone down the rabbit hole too far. Because what if you find a friend or something?
I know, you actually meet a genuine friend, and then, like, they're like, wait, did you do this everywhere you go? Like, do you just lie about everything?
I don't know.
Honestly, it's a funny-ass story, but I guess if I was in it, I'd be stressed.
Like, so if you want to keep going to this specific yoga place, I would just be honest.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if I would.
If I really like this yoga place and their specific things, and my mom didn't want to keep paying, I would just renew it. And if they mentioned that the name was different, I'd just try to sign up again as Maureen, but then they'd see their credit card was, like, different. I'd maybe just say, like, oh, yeah, like, that was my mom's name. We used to share this. Is that allowed? LOL. Sorry if we broke any rules. But then be like, this is actually my name. And then just maybe, like I said earlier, just don't mention that you lied about the boyfriend and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because...
She said that, right? That she lied about, made up, like, a whole funny story.
Yeah, she said that.
It's fucking funny.
Honestly, like, I don't have advice, but that's funny.
But good luck. Maybe you can find another yoga studio, like we said, or just, you know, just accept the fact that they might think you're weird, and hopefully some of them find it funny. Because if I went to a yoga class and someone genuinely said this, I would think that's so funny. I want to be friends with them.
Oh, yeah, because I would be like, that's just funny that they lied.
I'm like, oh, my God, this person is funny. You know what I mean? But some people obviously might take it another way and be like, she lied.
Oh, yeah, she's the phony baloney.
But, you know, it's yoga class. Like, everyone's supposed to be zen in there. So hopefully they can just be accepting.
Oh, yeah, they're for sure calm, my picture.
There was someone who said their neighbor is a rock star.
Neighbors with ass-cheeked rock star.
Yeah, so basically their neighbor has always been a rock star, but usually he didn't live next to them because he was like a rock star, so it was like a second house. And he's a retired rock star, so I don't know how old he is now, but he's not like a current rock star. And now he's living in his rock star house next to them because of the pandemic. And like her mom's obsessed with him and all this stuff, and... She said that he is, like, she doesn't know what to do. But, like, guess what is there to do?
I mean, that's cool that you live next to a rock star. I know.
Like, maybe try to get, a TikTok with him.
Oh, make it make a YouTube channel called I Live Next to a Rock Star.
Yeah, like, you could,
I'm
the
joking,
TikTok,
that's creepy.
The TikTok could start, like, highway to hell. And you guys would be like, do you remember this song? And be like, this is him now. And, like, keep videotaping him throughout his day. And be like, and you could, like, tell him, like, I could launch your social media career. Like, we could, like, try to get, like, your rock star fans to follow you and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to make it like a business.
I wonder who it is.
I know. She didn't tell us the deeds. But I want to know, like, if I would even know who it was.
Yeah.
But next, coming out as lesbian. I need advice on how to come out as lesbian to my family. They're really accepting and not homophobic, but I just don't know how to say it because I know it's going to be awkward. I never wanted to make it a big deal and do the whole coming out thing, but they always just assume I'm straight all the time and it's annoying. So I feel like I should say something. How do I do it but also keep it low-key? This is like the struggle of being gay. Because like, you don't want to do some teen movie. Like, although maybe some people do. But I never wanted to do like the whole teen movie, like emotional speech at dinner. Like,
yeah.
You know
just,
what I mean?
That just isn't.
But then it's like, then how do I even bring it up? I remember before when I was like in high school, I was like, I knew I was gay. I knew like the family would be okay with it. But I just didn't know how to bring it up because it was just like, it's just awkward. Like, when do you ever do an announcement? It's just
Oh, yeah. I just, like, don't like doing announcements. And plus, since your family isn't homophobic, you said, like there isn't anything to actually be scared about. But it just is awkward, like, announcing. Like, oh, yeah, by the way, like, I'm lesbian. You could do it. Maybe, like, like, you could be single, I guess, and, like, you don't plan on dating anyone soon, but you could, like, yeah, like, another way would be, like, if you like, have someone that you like, and you could say, like, oh, like, since we kind of like each other, do you want to come over for dinner sometime?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you could say, like, and then, like, you could say, like, by the way, like, you could kiss someone and say, like, I'm lesbian.
Yeah, like, make out at the dinner table, but like, this is my lesbian girlfriend. Or, like, if you actually don't want to do an announcement or anything, just wait till it actually comes up in convo. Maybe, like, your dad or someone will be like, oh, are you dating anyone at school? Or, oh, I don't know how old this person is who wrote this, but they said that, what's the school dance? Are you bringing anyone? Be like, oh, yeah, I might bring Sarah. And they'll be like, what? Like, as friends, you'd be like, no, like, as lesbians.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but something that could be annoying about that, like, you have to do it, I guess, well, like, in this, but, like, the thing about awkward, like, so if you're just having a conversation and you say, oh, I'm lesbian, and you make it not a big deal, and then they end up being like, oh, my gosh, you should have told me, and they end up crying, like, obviously, oh, that's just their emotions, but it would just feel awkward again.
Yeah, I guess, like, you kind of just have to bite the bullet and do it. Otherwise, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, before I came out to the family, it was just so annoying, because I'm like, I know, like, they even kind of know, maybe in this situation they don't, and I was like, but I just don't know how to bring it up.
Oh,
and
you
then
could.
Eventually you just do it and you're like, oh my god, thank god I did that. Like, it's all just over. It's one of those things just to rip off the band-aid.
Yeah. Or you could, like, go, if you don't have a family group chat, make one and say, I'm gay, LOL, all in lowercase.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, on social media, you could tweet, like, have your mom, like, tell your mom, like, do you have Twitter? And be like, oh, you should follow me. And then just, like, tweet, like, being gay in 2021 is awesome. And then she'd be like, was that a joke? And you'd be like, no.
Oh, yeah.
So there's something like that. Or you could just casually be like, oh, so you're watching TV with your family, and like some girl walks on and be like, she is my type, and then they'll be like, really? Yeah. And be like, yeah, it's like I'm attracted to women.
Oh yeah. In that situation, that wouldn't be like,
right, maybe just try to make it awkward for a comedy moment.
Oh yeah, say I'm lesbian.
Or you could ask everyone, like, what kind of like relationship do you think I'll have, like, what do you think my type is? And maybe if they assume you're straight, they'll be like, oh, like, probably a guy who's, like, an accountant. And you'll be like, well, actually, it'd be a girl, in my opinion. And they'd be like, oh, my God.
In my opinion.
Oh, yeah, but good luck, girl. Improv show fail is the next one. Last week, someone I've been seeing came to my improv show. He thinks I'm funny, but it was an awful show, and now he's barely talking to me. Is there any recovering from this? I feel your pain, because improv shows.
Yeah.
They are awkward. And, like, most of the time, like, if you're just starting, like, it just isn't funny, you know?
Yeah, and it's always, like, when you're doing it, like, you don't know if it's funny or not.
Or, like, you know it isn't because no one's laughing.
Oh, yeah. Because I've done one improv show, and, like, it was, like, a fun experience.
Oh, yeah, but it's always fun doing it, like, because I've done improv classes, too, and at the end of the class, like, you do a show, but, like, I almost don't want any friends to come, but, like, you have to invite people, they always say, because, like, otherwise, like, you'll never get better if, like, you don't even know if people are laughing.
Oh,
but it's
yeah.
always that thing where, like, it's embarrassing inviting someone because, like, you sometimes are up there and, like, no one's laughing and it isn't funny. And it's, like, we just have to keep doing it for a minute. And, like, it's just the most awkward, vulnerable thing, but
yeah. Same with, like, doing, like, stand-up comedy. It's one of those things where, like, even though if you're doing it, like, you should be, like, she'd be like, oh, yeah, if you guys want to come, like, you should be comfortable enough to invite your friends and family. But it is a thing where, like, when I've done stand-up comedy, like, it's so awkward when people are watching.
Yeah, but then you realize when you're watching other people flop in improv or stand-up, you realize, like, oh, I don't hate them now. So, like, no one's going to hate you if you sucked at improv. It's, like, pretty common to, like, do an improv show and have it be horrible, you know?
Oh, yeah. But in this scenario, he's not talking to him anymore.
I feel like it can't be because of that.
Yeah, and
if he genuinely isn't talking to him because you did bad in an improv show, like, we probably don't want to date him right?
I wouldn't think it's that, but if that's why he isn't talking to you, it's just an asshole.
But this one I just had to include because that just sounds so funny, like, improv shows being, because you just know, like, sometimes you're watching an improv show and it gives you anxiety as an audience member because you're just like, ooh, like, what's going on, you know?
Oh,
you can
yeah.
feel like them panicking on stage and, like, it's just the whole thing.
But then again, like, your whole life is improv.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I know. Honestly, it's true.
Remember, there are certain people in improv class who it was so awkward because, like, they didn't know what to say, and they'd just say something offensive where it's like, well, that really isn't funny now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like, they were like, remember, like, the teacher had to, like, point out this one guy. She was like, I know it's like when you're in a panic in the middle of an improv scene, like, you say something offensive, and, like, she's like, that just sort of makes it worse. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, for
real? But it was so awkward being in classroom because, like, no one laughed because you were like, we felt uncomfortable before, but now that you're, like, hating on women or whatever, it's, like, it's way more uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, he was like, oh, I just thought it'd be funny because, like, you shouldn't say this stuff. And we're like, but it was so funny. You probably had to be there, though. Hypochondria.
Okay. I'll read it. I know I see ya. What?
Wait, what?
Someone
said, I think I might have cut something.
I know a crop of tumult. You can read it.
Okay, I don't know what. They said, they basically said, like, they keep thinking they have issues with their health because of COVID. And they said, I know part of it is due to everyday anxiety and stress. But have you guys ever experienced an increase in medical anxiety? Any tips on how to relax during the pandy? Am I the only one experiencing this? Since the pandemic started, I have become a major hypochondriac. In the past 2 months, I've gone to the doctor for diabetes screening and to the eye doctor for fear of blindness. I mean, I think that's kind of normal to, like, go through hypochondria sometimes.
Obviously it's increased with the pandemic, but I feel like there could be something where, like, you felt like your leg hurts and then you think that it's going to fall off the next day.
Yeah, if it makes you feel any better, last time I went to the doctor, I asked her if I had a brain tumor. Because, like, I feel like I have a bump on my head, and she was like, first of all, if you had a brain tumor, you wouldn't be able to feel it. And then she actually felt my whole head, and she was like, yeah, it's all normal.
Oh, yeah. I feel like if you, like, obviously this is, like, I can't actually give you advice because, like, but I guess try to breathe it out.
Oh, yeah, because you can't just go to the doctor every time you're scared, you know, because then it becomes, like, a whole issue.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like, yeah, and then the medical bills would rack up and stuff.
Yeah. I guess maybe just, I don't know, only if, like, you actually have a symptom, just don't go. Is that even good advice?
Okay, then they might think they have a symptom, though.
So I actually don't know how to answer.
But we should invite a medical person.
But the reason why I included this one, because I just wanted to let you know that I've experienced that. Because remember one time, I thought I had cancer because of an email before when I was in middle school.
An email?
Because I got this forward that said, like, if you don't forward this to this many people, like, you're going to get cancer. And then I was like, oh, well, it's already been 30 days and I haven't forwarded to anyone. So then I actually went to the doctor to, like, see if I...
Are you joking?
Yeah.
That's, okay, that, like, obviously you were scared at the time, but looking back, that's
I know,
funny.
That's what you have to think about. Just think about, like, am I being ridiculous? You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Obviously you have, like, legit hypochondria. I don't know how to deal with it, but good.
Someone said too thick.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to read it?
I have a thick booty and boobies, but my tummy is too thick, in my opinion. I began exercising almost every day and eating more healthy a year ago, but I still see no difference, and it makes me depressy spaghetti. I'm out here trying to look like mid-2005 Paris Hilton, but it'd be nice to be a little slender man-esque. Any advice?
Oh, they said I'm not out here trying to look like 2005 Paris Hilton.
Oh, sorry. I honestly, when I was reading, I thought you were saying you want to look like Paris Hilton and you want to look like Slender Man. But you'd want to look like Slender Man a little bit, but not Paris Hilton.
So basically they're asking us for fitness advice. Like, we're fitness influencers.
Okay. Work out twice a day. I'm joking. I don't work out twice a day.
I mean, I guess my whole thing is, like, if you're exercising every day and you're eating more healthy and you feel good, like, I guess who cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I'm not a health expert, but I'm assuming, like, if you exercise, like, 3 to 4 times a week and, like, you try your best to eat healthy, like, obviously, like, twice a week eat Taco Bell for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Dinner.
But, like, if you try your best, I'm assuming, like, it's not, like... I guess it's obviously hard for different people, but it's not all about, like, your actual, like, weight on the scale.
Yeah, and obviously you can have goals about, like, oh, I want my body to look like this, but just find, like, healthy ways to do it online.
Oh, yeah, like, don't, like, just have a photo of, like, this most, like, gorgeous person and then be like, okay, tomorrow.
Oh,
or, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, just, you know, just live for yourself.
Yeah, and if you have goals, try to accomplish them, but don't put too much stress on it and make sure you're doing it in a healthy way.
For sure.
This one, this is, you put these, right?
Oh, these are from Instagram.
I got a bad haircut. It's too short on the sides. Besides a hat, what should I do? And how do I tell my barber I didn't like it? That's
this one does awkward. Sound awkward.
I guess you just tell. I don't think they'd be offended. Don't be mean about it. Just be like, oh, yeah, last time I just wasn't into the haircut. I feel like it was too short on the sides. But I know it looked, you could even say, like, it looked so good, but for some reason, and you could even say, like, everyone else complimented it, but for some reason, I don't like it.
Oh, wait, oh, with this one, you don't even have to tell them you don't like it. You could go to the barber in a month when it grows out and say, oh, this time I just want a different look.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so actually, now thinking, when I wrote this down, I was like, this is so awkward, but you actually wouldn't have to tell them you didn't like it.
Yeah, and besides wearing a hat, what can I do to cover it? I think that's basically it.
Hat. Yes,
they you basically have to wear the hat or just own it.
Yeah, I think it. Unfortunately, you have to wear a hat for a month.
Yeah, if you actually, or just own it and be like, oh yeah, I got a bad haircut. But maybe it's one of those things where like it's not even bad, but you just think it is.
Oh yeah, it could just be like you are so conscious about what you're doing.
Oh
and
yeah,
wearing.
But luckily, hair grows back, so don't stress too much, girly. This is the last one.
Okay, it's about dating. What should you do if you're too hot so nobody asks you out because they're scared? At least that's what my friends are trying to convince me of.
I mean, that's a pretty good problem to have. Like, you're so hot that nobody wants to ask you out because they don't think they have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, if this is what's happening with you, I guess you just have to take the bait and be like, I'm going to ask this person out because I'm assuming they're attracted to me.
Yeah, you have to ask these people out because you're so intimidating. And then maybe you'll find out, like, they don't want to date you and met, even if you do ask them. You know what I mean? You have to put it into your own hands.
Yeah.
And then maybe you're just, I don't know.
Yeah, but it is a good problem to have.
Did they actually spell hot like that?
I just copied and pasted it, so yeah.
Oh my god, H-O-W-T. Hot.
I know, I just love how, like, hot. The listeners, like, they don't spell normal English. They spell it, like, their own unique way.
I love that, but congrats on being so hot. And
I'm assuming, like, this whole question's a joke. But, like, I mean, like, you probably, like, I just mean, like, I'm assuming, like, no one actually told you this. But who knows? Like, no, I mean, like, because that's just, like, kind of, like, just fun, something funny to say, you know?
Oh, yeah, like, I'm just so intimidating.
Yeah, I feel like it was a joke, but who knows? Maybe someone told you that.
Congrats on being hot, though. So we started with being too hot question. I mean, we started with will I have a hot girl summer because of pregnancy question, and we ended on I'm literally so hot no one wants to date me. So I'm glad to know our listeners are hot.
I know there's a lot I learned this throughout this album.
We hope you guys enjoyed the advice. We enjoyed giving shitty advice and just hearing your guys' problems, you know?
I know. It was quite fun. There wasn't like that big a problem, which is good.
Yeah.
Nothing too insane.
And hopefully you guys as listening also liked hearing the problems. It's always good to just hear about people's problems, you know?
Yeah. I honestly found out with this episode that, okay, so if I had a problem, maybe I should write it down on paper like these people did to us and then just answer it for myself.
Oh my God.
Part of me thinks that's a good idea. Because if these were happening in my life, I would be like, what should I do? But then writing your answer down, like maybe write it 10 at 1 o'clock and then at 2 o'clock that day, write your answer down.
Yeah.
And then I feel like reading it would help you.
I just realized I literally heard that exact advice this past week. I don't know where though.
For real?
But it said like, they said, oh, one time someone gave me advice on like, it was to do a school. Like if you can't figure out like a math problem, like and you're stuck in the middle of an exam, just like write out what the problem is and like your mind will kind of like be able to solve it better after writing it out. So that, but they said it applies to literally everything. So you're having like a personal problem, like you just writing it out in a journal, like will help you like process it and figure out what to do.
Oh yeah. I for sure want to try that out. And plus it sounds so true.
But this is now a self-help podcast and thanks for coming along on the journey.
Yeah. Thanks for listening and watching.
Bye.
Bye.